From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news read by Ray. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo checks Labuan Bajo's readiness for hosting ASEAN Summit. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin encourages Idul Fitri celebration in simplicity. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has visited Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara to check the readiness of this super priority tourist destination for hosting the 2023 ASEAN Summit on 9 until 11th May 2023. President Director of the Labuan Bajo Flores Authority Agency, Shana Fatina, said in Labuan Bajo on Sunday. President Jokowi and First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo arrived in Labuan Bajo on Saturday evening. ASEAN Summit in Labuan Bajo is scheduled to be attended by the regional groupings leaders and the other delegations. A total of 1,156 rooms from 22 hotels and resorts in Labuan Bajo have been prepared for accommodating the delegates and National Organizing Committee members. The next news, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin encouraged people to celebrate Idul Fitri in simplicity and humility and not engage in show-off behavior that can potentially hurt others. Amin stated, according to the Vice Presidential Secretariat statement received by Antara State News Agency on Sunday, at an interview with private media Kompas TV on Saturday evening, the Vice President said that in the wealth of every Muslim, there is a portion that a Muslim is not rightful for, which must be distributed for the public good. Hence, people must help and support each other to ensure all can taste joy and happiness during the Idul Fitri, the Vice President said. The next news. PTTWC collaborates with local communities at tourist destinations. PT Taman Wisata Candi Borobudur Prambanan and Ratu Boko collaborates with local micro, small, and medium enterprises and traditional art communities around the tourist destinations to attract more tourists during the Idul Fitri period. PT TWC's Director of Marketing, Service, and Business Development, Heti Herawati, stated on Sunday that visiting tourists could contribute to embellishing the Tree of Hope art installation at the tourist attraction by writing their hopes on a piece of fabric and hanging it at the tree. She added, the director said that the Tree of Hope installation and Shibori and Jemputan Batik making experience is expected to showcase diversity in the three world cultural heritages. Through those activities, she stated that PTTWC is keen to evoke hope in the space of diversity that can enhance harmony in the framework of Indonesian nation. The next news. Foreign nations scramble to evacuate citizens as Sudan battle rage. Foreign countries on Sunday rushed to evacuate their nationals from battle-torn Sudan, where deadly fighting raged into a second week between forces loyal to two rival generals. As gunfire again echoed through Khartoum and fighter jets roared above, foreigners also fled the capital in long United Nations convoy, while millions of frightened residents hunkered down inside their homes, many running low on water and food. More than 420 people have been killed and thousands wounded. According to the UN figures, amid fears of wider turmoil and a humanitarian disaster in one of the world's poorest nations. The next news. New migrant caravan heads for Mexico City to speed up legal route to US. Thousands of immigrants detained for months in southern Mexico formed a new caravan in a protest on Sunday to head for the capital to speed up their application for the US asylum. The migrants, mostly Venezuelans, started their march north early in Tapachula, the city bordering Guatemala, whose detention centers have been overwhelmed by their vast numbers. Some said they expected to reach Mexico City in about 10 days. Fleeing violence and poverty in Central America, thousands of migrants walk together for safety to Mexico each year, crossing several states in hope of finding a legal route into the United States. Irenijo Mujica, director of the nonprofit Pueblo Sin Fronteras, or People Without Borders, said the new caravan arose as a form of protest by migrants demanding the closure of detention centers. The next news. Top election officials in Myanmar assassinated by guerrillas. A top election official in Myanmar was fatally shot in his car in Yangon, the country's commercial capital, in the latest attack attributed to a group opposed to military rule. Tsai Kyaw-thu, Deputy Director General of the Military Appointed Union Election Commission, was shot multiple times on Saturday. According to the military's information office, media reports, and a statement of responsibility from an urban guerrilla group, the information office on Sunday said that the attack was carried out by the People's Defense Force, the loosely organized armed wing of the pro-democracy National Unity Government, an underground group that opposed the military installed government that was established when the army seized power 2 years ago. And the final news, Pope Francis plans to visit his native Argentina in 2024, local media reports. Pope Francis, who has not visited his home country Argentina since he left for the Vatican a decade ago, said he planned to visit in 2024, local media reported on Sunday. Francis told Argentina's La Nación newspaper if the visit take place, he would travel a year after the general elections next October. The Pope's homeland is battling 100% annual inflation and near 40% poverty. Francis is the first Latin American leader of the Catholic Church. While he has not yet returned to Argentina, he has made multiple trips abroad, including Africa. And that was the news. UNICEF study on confidence in childhood vaccination. UNICEF United Nations Children's Fund conducted a study on the confidence in the benefits of routine vaccinations for children such as diphtheria, measles, and polio in 55 countries. It is confirmed that 48 million children in the world will not receive vaccinations against diseases such as diphtheria, measles, and polio between 2019 and 2021. This was revealed by a UNICEF study published on Thursday, April 20. According to the UN, this increase was partly due to the fading of belief in the benefits of vaccination due to disinformation, decreased trust in health experts, and political polarization. Belief in the vaccination benefits has not changed or even increased only in China, India, and Mexico, the three most populous countries in the world. Meanwhile, in Japan, South Korea, Ghana, and Senegal, more than 30% of people do not believe in the benefits of vaccinating children. It is noteworthy in this study that more than 80% of people in about half of the respondent countries still believe in vaccination for children. UNICEF also explained that the increase in the number of children in conflict areas and disruption in the supply of vaccines due to COVID-19 pandemic, which also had an impact on the increasing number of children who did not receive basic vaccinations such as for polio, hepatitis B, and measles. The impact of the increasing number of children who do not get vaccinated is obvious. The number of children suffering from polio between 2019 and 2021 has increased by 8 times compared to the previous 3 years. In addition, the number of children suffering from measles in 2022 doubled. In Indonesia, immunization is mandatory, with government programs that provide several types of vaccines to children free of charge up to a full dose. This vaccination or immunization protects children from various diseases such as polio, measles, TB, diphtheria, and hepatitis B. Besides that, since December 14th, 2022, the COVID-19 vaccination has also given to children under the age of 11 years old. Hopefully, vaccination can continue to be promoted because it will help to improve children's health, which is the future of nation and the world. And that's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history, April 24th, with the event about National Transportation Day. This National Transportation Day was spearheaded by the presence of the Indonesian Republic of Indonesia Motor Transport Agency, or Damri, in Indonesia. The forerunner of Damri was transportation by using buffalo called Jawa Unyu Zikyosha to serve goods and Zidosha Sokyoku to serve passenger in 1943, during the Japanese colonial period. After Indonesia's independence, Jawa changed their name to Jawatan Pengangkutan and Jawatan Pengangkutan, and Department of Land Transport in 1946, the two departments were merged to become Jawatan Angkutan Motor Republik Indonesia, or Damri. The commemoration of National Transport Day is expected to raise public awareness to prefer public transportation over private vehicles. We move to the next event in 1955 about the closing of the Asian-African Conference. The Asia-Africa Conference, KAA, is a conference of Asian and African countries, most of which have just gained independence. This meeting took place at Gedung Merdeka in Bandung, West Java from 18 April to 24 April 1955. This conference was initiated by five countries, namely Indonesia, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, India, and Pakistan. The ASEAN-African Conference produced the final communique of the KAA called the 10 Principles of Bandung, which contains statements regarding support for world peace and cooperation. The 10 principles of Bandung include the principles of the UN Charter and the 5 principles of peaceful coexistence. We end today in history with an event in 1990 when Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off with the Hubble telescope. On April 24, 1990, the Space Shuttle Discovery took off carrying the Hubble telescope. The Hubble Space Telescope is a space telescope in Earth orbit. The name Hubble is taken from the name of the famous American scientist Edwin Hubble, who is also the discoverer of Hubble's Law. Most of the celestial bodies have been identified thanks to the Hubble telescope. And that's today in history.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia is on Indonesia to become a destination country for global manufacturing investment. Deputy for Investment Promotion at the Indonesian Ministry of Investment, Investment Coordinating Board Nurul Ikhwan said, Indonesia could become a destination country for investment in the global manufacturing sector at this time. In the Hannover Messe 2023 conference session in Hanover, Germany, last Wednesday, he revealed a number of Indonesia's advantages, including being a country with the fourth largest population in the world, which can supply sufficient manpower for global companies. Nurul Ikhwan, in a statement in Jakarta Friday, said, apart from a large population, Indonesia also has demographic bonus with an average worker age of 30 years. He added, Indonesia is also a production-based country for the international market, which contributes 36% of the total gross domestic product of ASEAN. Indonesia is also a member of the G20, which has economic resilience and growth, with a GDP reaching $1.3 trillion and a GDP per capita exceeding $5,000. Apart from that, Indonesia also has rich natural resources, including for the development of the electric vehicle industry. In 2025, it is predicted at least 15% of nickel for the world electric vehicle battery industry will be supplied from Indonesia. According to Nurul Ikhwan, this shows Indonesia is the right country to become a global manufacturing sector investment destination. Meanwhile, General Chairperson of the Indonesia Association of the Industrial Areas, Sani Iskandar, said, to become a good investment destination, Indonesia has prepared industrial estates that are right in accordance with the needs of investors. He said more than 100 industrial estates were spread across the island of Java and outside Java. Industrial estates in Java Island is designated for high-tech and digital-based industries, labor-intensive industries, and downstream industries. While industrial areas outside Java are more designated for industry that aim to increase the added value of natural resources-based products and industries that trigger new economic development. Sani Iskandar added, industrial estates in Indonesia are supported by quality infrastructures and facilities such as power plants, industrial gap supply, information and communication technology networks, waste management, toll roads and freight train lines, as well as airports and ports. To support the implementation of the Fourth Industrial Revolution, or 4.0, that combines automation technology and data exchange in manufacturing technology, Indonesia has also developed a smart eco-industrial park, which is equipped with high-tech digital infrastructure that is environmentally friendly. And that was My Indonesia Today.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Dear listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia RRI, on this glorious day, on behalf of the Indonesian Embassy in Hanoi and the Indonesian community in Vietnam, I wish you and your family a happy Idul Fitri. May we always be blessed with good health and happiness. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Untuk apa putus asa, kan buang waktu saja. Bukankah setiap orang punya problema?
yang harus kita lalui dengan hati yang tabah.
Lupakan sudah masa lalu kelabu, kita susun langkah baru, jangan hanya menunggu harapan, kesempatan dan juga waktu takkan selamanya datang menghampiri hidup kita.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Hello, VOA listener. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Saluopa Waterfall, which is located in Tuonusu Village, North Pamuna District, Poso Regency, Central Sulawesi, about 54 kilometers southeast of Poso Regency, Central Sulawesi Province. Saluopa Waterfall has a source of water from the local mountains, which is very clear and rushes from the top of the mountain. The height of Saluopa Waterfall is about 25 meters. This waterfall passes through 12 levels of mountain rock, which flows down to the lowest level, which ends in a small river in Leboni Village. Thank you. Listener, Saluopa waterfall is very clear and clean so that the rocks that are passed by the flow of the waterfall will be seen very clearly. The stairs are made of stone, but even though they have been exposed to rainwater and already mossy, the stairs are not slippery, so that visitors can still use them as access to other levels of the waterfall. Stairs made of stone can also be used to take pictures. Sometimes a very beautiful rainbow appears between the waterfalls. In the tourist spot of Saluopa Waterfall, besides being able to find a variety of animals, tourists can also enjoy the natural panorama of tropical forests, which are very beautiful with fresh air. If you go from the city of Tentena, you want to visit Saluopa Waterfall, you can use public transportation or private vehicles to get to the location of this tourist attraction. After that, you can continue the journey to the location by walking about 500 meters. It's a bit draining of your energy, but believe me, once you arrive at the location and see the beauty of the Saluopa Waterfall, everything will disappear and be replaced by awe. If you're planning to visit the location of Saluopa Waterfall and you want to stay overnight, it is advisable to stay in the city of Tentena because there are no lodging facilities around the Saluopa Waterfall tourist attraction. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Setelah berpuasa satu bulan lamanya, berzakat fitrah menurut perintah agama.
Kini kita beridul fitri berbahagia, mari kita berlebaran bersuka gembira.
Berjabatan tangan sambil bermaaf-maafan,
hilang dendam habis marah di hari lebaran.
Minal aidin wal faizin, maafkan lahir dan batin. Selamat para pemimpin, rakyatnya makmur terjamin.
Rakyat pulang kampung pakaiannya serba indah.
Naik mobil, naik motor, bis atau kereta.
Naik kapal atau pesawat jika jauh jaraknya.
Asal jangan jalan kaki pakai sepatu terompe.
Kakinya pada lecet babak belur berah.
Jangan dihabisi.
Jadikanlah lebaran awal yang baru lagi. Dulu suka berjudi, sekarang harus berhenti. Dulu mabuk lagi, sekarang banyak air putih. Dulu gampang emosi, sekarang penuh kasih.
Ingatlah keupah opor ayam tak menanti.
Semuanya disiapkan dengan sepenuh.
Maafkan lahir dan batin.
al-faizin wa abarahi baqi
min al-aidin wa faizin. Maafkan lahir dan batin. Selamat para pemimpin, rakyatnya makmur terjamin.
Rakyat pulang kampung pakaiannya serba indah.
Naik mobil, naik motor, bis atau kereta.
Naik kapal atau pesawat jika jauh jaraknya.
Asal jangan...
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about pergi ke tempat wisata. Pergi ke tempat wisata, which means going to tourist places. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, Dev's travel companion who works as a tourist guide in Yogyakarta. Dev tells about food he orders by using a possessive pronoun. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana rasa dodol ini?
Rasanya manis.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Itu, itu, which means that. Bakso, bakso, which means meatball. Pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Itu bakso pesananku. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's the meatball that I ordered. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, itu bakso pesananku. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's the meatball I ordered. In the sentence, there is the word pesananku. Pesananku, which means my order. The word ku, ku in the word pesananku is a shortened word that functions as the first possessive pronoun. Ku means my, which explains Dev's order. To state a possession of an object, you can use a noun followed by the possessive pronoun ku, ku, which means my. For example, pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Besides the first possessive pronoun aku, aku, and the shortened one ku, which means my, there is the second singular possessive pronoun, namely kamu, kamu, which is shortened into mu, mu, which means your. Let's listen to the examples. Kamu, kamu, which means you. Makanan kamu pedas, makanan kamu pedas, which means your food is spicy. Minumanmu manis sekali. Minumanmu manis sekali, which means your drink is so sweet. Besides aku or ku, which means my, there is another for singular possessive pronoun, namely saya. Saya. You can use it in both formal and informal situation. For example, makanan saya pedas. Makanan saya pedas, which means my food is spicy. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana rasa dodol ini?
Rasanya manis.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, Radio Republik Indonesia, on behalf of the Indonesian Embassy and myself, I, Dr. Muhammad Heri Saripudin, Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Kenya, Uganda, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and permanent representative to the UNEP and the UN Habitat in Nairobi, would like to wish you a happy Eid Mubarak. As Ramadan has passed, come the day of victory. May Allah the Almighty bless you and your beloved family with health, wealth, and happiness on this auspicious Eid al-Fitr of 1444 Hijr year. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Lebaran by Elva Cesioria and Verina. Unlike the other musicians, Elva Cesioria presents mixed music genre in religious songs, starting from pop, Latin jazz, jazz rock, dangdut to keroncong. You can listen to this in the Keroncong Lebaran song featuring Verina. Elva packs the music for the song in old keroncong packaging. The song tells about the emotion of someone on Eid al-Fitr, especially when kneeling down to ask forgiveness from his parents and friends. Forgiving each other physically and emotionally can certainly bring a happy smile to all those who celebrate Eid al-Fitr with love. Well, listener, here is Elva Cesioria with Verina with the song Keroncong Lebaran. Enjoy!
saling memaafkan lahir dan batin. Semua saling memaafkan, semua tersenyum bahagia.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.